Hello, everyone. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, I'm speaking with Gene Butler, the systems administrator at Nucor Steel. Nucor is the largest producer of steel in the U.S. and the world's foremost steel recycler. It is also well known for its employee-centric culture. Nucor believes that success is built on treating people well, and this starts with ensuring their safety. In addition, everyone has a stake in the company, and compensation is tied directly to the amount of steel produced each day. And Gene is here with me today to talk about Nucor's new digital signage at its Decatur and Birmingham facilities. Not only does the system display inventory tracking information as steel moves through the plants, it also enables Nucor to broadcast emergency messages, a potentially life-saving feature in a region that's prone to outbreaks of severe weather. And Gene, really appreciate you taking time and joining us and telling the story today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Want to take everyone back to kind of the beginning of the project, get an idea of where you were, your mindset. Why were you looking at digital signage solutions? What was like your overall goal of once you implemented the system, what you were going to achieve?
What we really needed was a way to quickly get emergency weather out to different parts of the mill. We have a very large campus here. We've got 2,000 acres and some 750 folks. And we had a F5 tornado go within a couple hundred yards of our plant. And obviously that scared everyone. So we were looking at weather kiosk, and the more we looked, the more we thought, well, you know, digital signage can provide that weather broadcast that we want to get out to folks, but also provide a solution for some other needs as well.
Had this been something that was on the to-do list and then that tornado really raised it up a couple of notches, or did that one event say, wow, we need something, we're lacking in a way of getting information out?
Well, I think we had generally talked about it, but that one event really drove it home that we had to do something. We had teammates that we were not in contact with that were in danger and really didn't know how much in danger they were. So that single event really hit home. We needed to do something.
So that was the main push. As you started doing some early, you know, investigations and due diligence there, did you come up with any other kind of advanced requirements that you started envisioning for this overall system and idea?
Absolutely, we did. We have a lot of visitors to our mill, but, you know, potential customers, vendors. We really wanted a way to communicate ideas to those folks, greetings to those folks, you know, personalized things. We have pulpits throughout the mill that we wanted to get production information up and down the lines to. And in addition to the weather, this provided a great avenue to accomplish that.
Let's get to the selection of a solution. Just you up in your office? You had a team working with you? What was the process?
I had a team working with me. I was I kind of took the lead, but there was three or four of us that actually were you know, giving input and evaluating and looking at other solutions. We probably had four different solutions demoed for us. We had two or three of them send us equipment to evaluate, and we really did a lot of homework and incorporated as much expansion capability and other things into the decision.
Let me ask you, Gene, how long did you take? 2 weeks to look at it? Did you take 3 months? And did you start, you know, by typing in a little Google search? Or
we did start with a Google search. We probably spent 3 months coming up with the right solution. We tried several things that just didn't do what we expected them to do. As we got further into it, we decided, you know, some of the things that came out is, hey, every time that a screen needs to change, that doesn't need to be an IT ticket. We need to be able to give ownership of these different units to our team members. Whatever their skill level may be, we need to hand that off. We've got more than we can do now. They need a lot of control, and this solution absolutely provided that for us.
Well, and the solution, and we'll get into which one you decide to go with from iCompel. When did you bring in the PC Connection team after some Google searches and some initial research by your team?
PC Connection was very much involved early on. We were looking at obviously the different solutions, and they were very helpful. They were not trying to drive the project. They were trying to make sure that we had all of the information that we needed to make our decision. And Adam did a wonderful job at that.
And Gene, ultimately, you decided to go with an iCompel digital signage solution from Blackbox. So tell us kind of what you got, what you purchased, what was part of the whole package.
Okay, basically, without getting too technical, we were able to have the media server. We do all of our design work. We lay out the screens and push that to an FTP site. We have a big fiber ring around our facility here that we can put all these things on a virtual private network and point them at FTP sites that are content generated from the media player. With that said, different zones on the different units, we give control to the clerks to be able to change those. I'll use a good example. The front lobby of our administration building, we'll have potential customers coming in there. Our clerk up there, she knows that a team is coming in from, let's say, John Deere. We have an ad hoc scrolling message across the top. She can quickly go in there, customize a personalized message for every person in that party, and mention their company, and really convey any message to them that she wants to convey, all the while not changing any of our content. That particular one, we'll have our stock prices. We'll have an RSS feed from CNN. We'll have a weather radar over in the corner and some generic company information. Now, in some other part of the mill, most of that would be kind of just useless information. So each location can have a custom use depending on their need.
And ultimately, Gene, how many kind of units and locations did you end up rolling out?
Right now, we have, if I'm not mistaken, in the neighborhood of 12 to 15, and expect to grow that to probably 30 within the year.
Gotcha. And let me break it down here. Next couple of questions, kind of short, sweet, chop it up for our users. When you were ready to deploy the system, how long did the rollout take?
There was a little bit of learning curve on my part, because there are many different options on how to roll this out. So the majority of it was deciding exactly what we expected of it. Once we decided what we expected of it, the rollout went very, very quickly. It was a matter of bring the unit in here, set it up, you know, put it on the VPN that we wanted to all of these things to live on, and point it at the content that we decided was appropriate for that area.
And you mentioned you didn't want to have this project turn into a ticket-making machine for your IT group.
Exactly.
So how did training go about for then those end users that were going to be putting in the hello and welcome messages and updating other items?
I've designed a couple of training documents based on the screens that they would be using. Sent those out for, say, 70% of the people. That was adequate. You've always got a couple of team members that they just want that one-on-one. So I did make the rounds and go out and say, you know, here it is, put your hands on it, here's how you change it. Once they kind of understood what they were doing, folks really started to get excited about it. Wow, we can do this. How can we change this area? Can we, you know, people really started to own it and get their creative juices flowing. And the ones that require that personal touch, they're the ones that will really take it to, they'll take ownership and get that extra oomph out of it that IT wouldn't get by themselves.
Gotcha. Good insight there. What about these iCompel appliances? Any integration issues with your other systems? Did you have to get support from PC Connection on any fronts like that?
Not much. I really had no problem once we learned the capabilities. Obviously you'll have units. We had one unit, I think, that had a problem. It was called Adam, you know, 3 days later, I've got another unit sitting here. So no complaints whatsoever.
The driver, big driver for getting the system in place, a tornado. Since this has been rolled out, which I believe was about the middle of 2011, once it was up and running the whole system, anything since then where this has been put to use and you've said, I'm glad we did this.
Yes, we obviously we do simulcasting. We pick up local weather that simulcasts on the internet. And when we have inclement weather, we've got send out a message to all the clerks, and they go in and they point at that FTP site, which is a UDP signal of that simulcast. So everybody here, we had tornado warnings maybe a month ago. Every one of these units had the weather going on it.
Good stuff. What did the Nucor staff have to say once this was up, it was running, they were trained, the signs were now being used, the weather information is being delivered, even maybe customers coming in, getting that more personal touch. What did they say, and ultimately, did that validate your decisions?
It absolutely has. All the feedback has been very positive. I really feel like we hit a home run with this.
That's awesome. And in terms of working with the system, you had mentioned you had upwards of plans to kind of grow a few more. Are there other ideas that have come up now that you think you might be able to integrate into the digital signage system, or any other future plans that you can share of kind of growing this and using it?
There are a lot of we have a lot of. Once again, I don't want to get too technical, but it is called Level 2 websites, basically that provide content from our steelmaking process. Almost every pulpit, the guys in the pulpits want one of these in their pulpit, and each one of them says, well, can we do this in addition to having live radar? And I have yet to have to answer that no. I mean, it's all we want to not only provide a good safety mechanism in the weather warnings, but we also want to give them content that they don't have to go out to a website and do. They can continue to do their job and look over at this sign and get valuable information and dynamic information that they need to help them do their job better.
Hey, Gene, before I let you go, want to know if you have any, top tip or two that you would share with folks that are listening now that are thinking, we kind of need a digital signage system. We've been looking at it. Anything you can share with them about, kind of what to look for, what to evaluate, that type of thing.
Don't go into the project with too narrow of a scope. Make sure that when you ultimately decide on a solution that you say, what are the possibilities here? To start out with, we needed weather. Had I stopped at that and said, I can put a television out there with a digital antenna on it and they can turn it on when we got bad weather. That would have accomplished that goal. But I would have so missed the mark had I done that. Basically, Now, this can be a tool to help us do our job better, whether it's the safety aspect of our job or whether it is the production and quality aspect of our job. This can be a valuable tool in making steel.
Hey, great insight there again, Gene, and appreciate that final thought for the audience, and really appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
Thank you so much.
And for you in our listening audience, if you do want to learn more about hardware, software, and services that are available from the PC Connection family of companies for your digital signage and other IT projects, contact your account manager or go online, govconnection.com. You can also call 1-800-800-0019 if you would like to email us, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that concludes this installment of Connection Point.